Hello and welcome to ArXiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArXiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled Experience-Guided Adaptation of Inference Time Reasoning Strategies. In plain terms, instead of one fixed prompt or chain of thought for everything, it proposes adapting how the model thinks at inference time, but guided by what's actually worked before. Real user feedback or observed success, so you don't overthink easy questions or underthink hard ones. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are stuck between two bad options. Keep a short prompt and get fast but flaky answers, or force chain of thought everywhere and pay in tokens and latency. What usually happens is folks ship with one strategy, then drown in retries, manual prompt tweaks, and support tickets. You see costs spike when a simple FAQ triggers a full multi-step reasoning workflow, and you see accuracy drop when a gnarly question only gets a shallow answer. The need is an automatic selector. For each query, pick the right depth and pattern. Summarize quickly when it's simple, break down steps when it's complex, verify when confidence is low, based on what has historically worked for similar queries. That cuts back and forth with users and keeps cost latency under control without a prompt engineer in the loop all day.
So put differently, teams want a smart switch that chooses shallow versus deep reasoning per question, using past experience to avoid guesswork. Fewer wrong first passes, fewer retries, and no runaway token bills. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Three reasons. First, we've accumulated a toolbox of inference time strategies. Chain of thought, self-consistency, decomposition, tool calls, and lightweight verification. But using all of them all the time is expensive. Second, products now log rich signals. Thumbs up down, follow-up edits, retrieval hits, and latency cost traces. That makes it feasible to treat strategy choice like a policy you can learn from experience. Think contextual bandits or simple heuristics tuned by real outcomes. Third, cost and latency pressures are real. Enterprises won't accept blanket caught everywhere. So instead of static prompts, this paper frames per-query strategy selection as an adaptive, feedback-driven process. It's the natural next step after prompt engineering. Orchestrate the reasoning style based on what's proven to work for similar tasks in your traffic. At the core, the paper proposes a small controller that sits in front of your LLM and picks how to reason for each query based on prior experience. You keep a library of strategies: direct answer, short chain of thought, decomposition with tool calls, self-consistency with N samples, or a lightweight verification step. For a new query, you compute quick features, length and structure of the question, retrieval confidence, how similar it is to past queries, even a fast probe like two short drafts to see if they agree. Then a policy, think a contextual bandit, chooses the strategy and its parameters. Afterwards, you log outcomes, user thumbs up, whether a verifier passed, cost and latency, and update the policy per cluster of similar queries. Over time, it learns. FAQs get the cheap path, tricky multi-hop questions get deeper reasoning or verification.
Basically, it's a strategy picker that learns from history. Quick ones stay quick, hard ones trigger more thinking, and the system keeps notes on what worked. Mark, say what this would change in actual usage.
Day to day, you stop babysitting prompts. Instead of engineers hard-coding chains of thought or flipping flags for every edge case, the app routes automatically. First-pass answers are better because you don't underthink the hard stuff, and your token bill drops because you don't overthink the easy stuff. In the UI, I'd expect a run log that shows strategy chosen, why it was chosen, like high KB confidence, and what it cost. Product folks get simple controls, a toggle to require verification for regulated intents, and a budget cap per user or queue.
Let's make it real. Imagine we apply this to a team today. Mark, can you walk us through a simple use case?
Sure. A customer support knowledge bot. Today, we either get snappy but brittle answers, or we add chain of thought and citations to everything, and it slows to a crawl. With this approach, the bot checks retrieval confidence and question type. If it's What's the Refund window with a high confidence doc, it uses a direct extractive template with a citation. Fast, cheap. If it's I changed countries and my billing broke, which tends to be multi-step, it triggers a decomposition. Retrieve policies, check the account constraints, then compose an answer with a verify step to ensure every claim has a supporting snippet. Users see fewer Let Me Clarify follow-ups, and you only pay the multi-step cost when the signals say you need it.
So the bot doesn't overthink a clean FAQ, but it slows down and double-checks when the question is messy. What about a more advanced pipeline?
Take a code debugging assistant. The flow could be detect the error pattern, try a quick fix with a short rationale, and if tests still fail, escalate to a deeper strategy. Run the failing test, parse the stack trace, retrieve relevant code context, then do multi-step reasoning to propose a patch. The selector learns that flaky timeouts benefit from a retrial and small patch, while type system explosions need the full decomposition with tests. And it logs whether the patch compiled and tests passed as the success signal.
And that matches the mechanics in the paper. Your features include compile results, static analysis warnings, length of stack trace, and retrieval entropy over the code base. The policy picks parameters like how many candidate patches to generate, or whether to run a verifier that executes unit tests in a sandbox. Rewards are concrete: tests passing, fewer retries. So the selector quickly learns per error cluster which strategy dominates. You get the accuracy bump of ensembles without paying for everything on every request.
For teams thinking about implementation, what telemetry do they need, and do they need labels for this to work? Jamie?
Minimum viable telemetry looks like this. Log the query fingerprint, chosen strategy ID and parameters, token cost and latency, retrieval stats like top K score or entropy, a verification score if you run one, and a simple user signal, thumbs up down or whether the user had to retry. In support, follow-up rate or whether the user opened cited docs or good proxies. In code, compile success and unit test pass-fail are gold standard rewards. You don't need heavy labeling to start. Implicit signals plus periodic spot checks on 1 to 2% of traffic are enough to train a bandit-style selector. Just make sure logs are privacy-safe and aggregated by query cluster, not by user.
And surfacing this to product owners, how do you make the choices visible and roll it out without breaking things? Mark?
I'd expose a simple dashboard. Per intent type or query cluster, you see the default strategy, win rates, and cost. Give product owners three levers. 1, force verification on sensitive intents. 2, set max tokens or latency per request. 3, adjust the escalation threshold so the system gets more conservative if quality slips. Rollout-wise, start in shadow mode. Strategy selector logs what it would have done, but the app still runs the baseline. Then do a canary. 10% traffic switches to the selector across two strategies, like direct versus shortcut. If metrics hold, fewer retries at the same or lower cost, expand the pool to include decomposition or verification. Document the playbook so ops knows what the system is doing when it escalates.
That's tangible. Start small, watch the dashboard, and add strategies as you earn trust. Jamie, one practical default for teams to begin with?
Begin with a two-armed policy. Direct answer with citation versus short chain of thought plus citation. Use retrieval confidence and a quick two-sample agreement check as features, cap tokens per request, and add a lightweight verifier only when confidence is low. That gets you most of the value with minimal complexity, and you can add decomposition or tool calls later when you have stable feedback loops. Under the hood, the approach assumes you can observe some notion of success per query. Explicit labels like thumbs up down or strong proxies like verifier pass fail, unit tests passing, low follow-up rate, or citation coverage. You also need lightweight features at inference time, retrieval confidence, question length, similarity to past queries, to feed the selector. There's overhead: collecting signals, doing occasional exploration, and sometimes running a verifier or a second draft adds compute and latency. The policy also assumes your traffic has recurring patterns, so experience transfers. If your domain shifts suddenly, the learned routing can misfire. Cold start is real. On day one, you fall back to simple heuristics until you have enough data. Finally, because you're logging outcomes, you need privacy-safe telemetry and guardrails against adversarial prompts that try to manipulate the routing. The paper points to future work like automating feedback extraction, handling non-stationary traffic with drift detection, scaling to very open-ended tasks, and safer exploration that respects cost latency budgets.
So, in plain English, you need good breadcrumbs about what worked, accept a bit of extra computation to watch and learn, and be ready for hiccups when your traffic changes. Day one, you start simple, then the selector gets smarter as logs pile up, and you have to keep data private. Mark, what setup and org changes would teams need to adopt this? Data capture, ops, governance, and minimum discipline.
Practically, you add a layer of discipline. First, instrument the app. Every request gets a strategy ID, the features the selector saw, the outcome signal, cost, and latency, all scrubbed for PII. Second, define success per workflow. In support, a case resolved with no follow-up in 24 hours. In docs, QA, answer supported by citations. In code, tests pass. Third, put budgets and SLOs in place. Max tokens, P95 latency, when to force verification. Roll out in shadow mode, then a small canary with two strategies. Give product owners a dashboard to pin or freeze a strategy if quality dips, plus alerts if retries spike. And accept maintenance, a weekly review of drifted clusters, and a tiny labeled sample for spot checks. It's not heavy, but it does need a playbook so on-call knows what's happening when the system escalates.
On results, the authors report gains across several classes of reasoning tasks: math word problems and arithmetic-style reasoning, multi-hop or complex QA reading comp, and code-related reasoning with simple execution checks. Metrics are standard: accuracy or exact match F1 for QA, faithfulness or citation coverage when retrieval is used, and cost latency per request. Compared to fixed strategies like always-on chain of thought or self-consistency with a fixed K, the experience-guided selector tends to either improve accuracy at similar cost or hold accuracy while reducing tokens and latency by routing easy cases to cheaper paths. The evaluations are mostly controlled: curated prompts, a limited menu of strategies, and clean feedback signals, so they show the ceiling under good instrumentation. In production, you'll see smaller but still meaningful deltas if you mirror that setup.
Translated, expect fewer wrong answers on the hard questions and faster responses on the easy ones, with fewer user retries and the possibility of spending less on tokens if you've been overusing chain of thought. But it only pays off if you instrument it and keep an eye on drift. Mark, in real environments, what can teams realistically expect?
You usually get steady, not magical wins. After 2 or 3 weeks, the selector has enough history to reduce back and forth and cut obvious overthinking. Token spend drops if you were running deep reasoning by default, and quality gets more consistent on the hairy queries because verification kicks in where it matters. You will carry a bit more system complexity, dashboards, alerts, a fallback baseline, and the long tail will still be messy. The biggest beneficiaries are teams with repeatable patterns and clear success signals. Support bots with good KBs, internal ops assistants, code tools that can run tests, and regulated workflows where verification is already part of the process. If your use case is mostly open-ended ideation, or you're launching a brand new domain with no history, start with simple heuristics and don't expect big gains until you've logged enough traffic. Field takeaway: treat strategy selection like product analytics. Log cleanly, start small, and let it learn on real traffic. The moment you can reliably tell this answer helped versus the user had to try again, this approach starts compounding.
Bottom line, this paper turns prompt engineering into a learnable policy that decides how much thinking to pay for on each query, driven by the experience your product already collects. To finish, a quick reminder: the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/i/adaily/en, and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.